White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio. Whitney, I got kind of like going on my story last night. Oh, sorry. My TikTok is blasting.
Oh, your TikTok, you don't stop.
TikTok, you don't stop. I got into the Met Gala.
Okay.
I got to scrolling last night.
Yes, I did not get all into it. I just happened to see a couple of quick pics.
I didn't like the theme this year.
That's what I was wondering. I haven't looked up what was the theme. First of all, the Met Gala is like this huge cost or event or benefit for the Costume Institute.
Yes.
Right.
So it was, in America, a lexicon of fashion.
See, so, I don't even get in America,
well,
a lexicon
different
of fashion.
People could interpret it different ways.
I interpret it as confusing.
I know. I did too a little bit. And so listen to this. This is Saweetie, you know,
the rap artist. Yeah.
So she had a really cool dress on. I mean, it didn't leave much to the imagination, if you know what I mean.
Kind of like Megan Fox's.
But here's what she said.
At the VMAs.
Check this out. Let's see here.
Here, you want the little.
This flag is one is the Black American Heritage flag, and one is the Filipino flag, because I'm Black and Asian, and that's what makes me an American girl. And she had two long trains that were like both the flags.
Oh, that's
I thought that was pretty cool. So people interpreted it different ways. And
okay, can we talk about Kim Kardashian? Because that's the one that I saw, and she's literally just in one of those body morph bodysuits.
And I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal.
Why?
Because it's
phenomenal.
Because my
kid wore a blue one 3 Halloweens ago.
Well, maybe that's what's so great about it. You know? Like, it speaks to America.
It was unforgettable.
It's the first one we're talking about, isn't it? Like,
well,
pretty much.
Yeah, but
it's unforgettable. Something about it I absolutely loved. I just loved it.
You absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
It was a black. It was like pantyhose. It was like black.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a morph bodysuit.
It was like opaque tights. It was not a whole bodysuit. It was like a dress.
It was her face.
And then she had it over her face, and then she had a ponytail sticking out that was really long. Her hands were covered. Her feet were covered in the fabric with heels. I thought it was great.
I
loved it.
Was it a comment on like American women being silenced or
something? Well, it was designed by Balenciaga, so it wasn't even an American designer, but...
What?
I know.
Outrageous.
I think people should have worn an American designer. But
I agree.
Anyway, I'm not sure what her statement was, but for some reason, as art, I totally dug it. So, and I don't know. I can't say. I don't know why.
I think
I'm in the minority because everybody seems very controversial about
it. People are saying she rewrote the red carpet
rules. I thought it was fantastic.
I just don't get it.
I thought it was
and I'm wondering, did she keep that face covering on the entire night?
Maybe she had some work done and was trying.
Oh.
I don't know. Just kidding.
It looks kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
But whatever. What's so ridiculous to me is that probably cost a bazillion dollars, and it's literally my kid's Halloween costume in black.
I know, my daughter
of electric
said,
blue.
It reminds me of when boys used to be mean to me in third grade and they'd wear those. And I was like, oh, honey. I didn't know it was going to bring stuff up for you.
Right.
So I guess so. I don't know.
Aww.
So anyway.
So who else did you find interesting? Obviously.
Well, Iman is a big hit of it.
Like, and that's David Bowie's
wife. Yes.
Widow.
Yes. So
supermodel.
She wore, you know, this big hair and hay looking thing. It was like these halos and
halos.
A halo. And it was really, it looked difficult to walk in, but I did like it. So my favorite though was probably Lil Nas X.
Because he wore a three-parter
that I really liked.
A three-parter.
Grimes looked pretty phenomenal, but I didn't see how it was American at all. AOC wore a dress that said "Tax the Rich," which
yes,
I like
I
that.
Saw
pretty
that
American.
One.
That's pretty cute. I'm not sure who made it. Let's see. Oh,
J-Lo.
Olivia Rodrigo looked really good. J-Lo wore this
a hat.
Hot mess, if you ask me.
I agree. It has
hot
like
mess. It was like how many accessories?
A fur shrug.
It was Ralph Lauren. Okay, that's good. But do we need a hat, a leather neck piece, mm-mm, a big necklace, a ball gown, high heel shoes, and a fur stole?
No,
we don't. I saw
Billie Eilish.
I didn't like hers at all.
It was interesting because she's usually so covered up, and she kind of has like a, I mean, it's a poofy she's, bottom, but yeah. Marilyn Monroe kind of.
She's been
a,
doing kind of a throwback look, so yeah. I guess it goes with what she's been up to lately. Kendall Jenner looked really, really great. She did something Audrey Hepburn inspired, and
I like that.
Hers was very pretty. I thought she did. She really
yeah,
did.
Yeah, a lot of the ladies went with an elegant
yeah,
dress, yeah, like old school glam.
Which is kind of boring to me for the Met Gala. Don't wear something you'd wear to the Oscars. You know what I mean?
Like that's what I would say.
Right. Wear your morph suit or
put
wear
your suit on.
Halo. Simone Biles, I didn't particularly like what she wore, but I appreciate it. So I think that's what I have to say. I appreciate these things as art. And so she wore a crystal embellished gown that weighed 98 pounds, which is probably
what?
More than she weighs.
Right.
Yeah.
I just find this all, you know, hilarious because it's to raise money. Give the money that you spent on your outfit to the Met and be done with it. Right?
Oh, I don't know.
But I guess it's all about the people like to watch the people walk in.
And I'm guessing then the Met gets to display these outfits for years to come and probably earn more.
That.
But there was one that's not been mentioned a lot and not been in the news a lot. And there's something about it that I really liked. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She did a custom Versace gown. So it's very Versace, like in the way that it's made. But it's denim. And then underneath it, it's got some sparkles. And then her hair is wild. I don't even understand.
Oh, I saw her hair.
Yeah.
It's like an art piece.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So her whole look, I thought, really worked for the American thing, you know,
right,
with the denim. Mm-hmm. So she was the only person I saw with denim. And I
like
just
she
really
was
liked
channeling
it.
Britney Spears back in
2000
know,
with Justin
yeah,
Bieber.
Yeah, the VMAs. Yeah.
So she was one that I really liked. Everybody liked Rihanna, but I mean, I mean, it looked good, but
it wasn't a statement.
No,
I like,
I'm going to forget
I'm
it.
Into the blue jean thing because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is American. It's beautiful. And her hair was amazing.
Her hair was really, really badass.
Well,
so, yeah. And anyway, those were some of my favorites.
Those were some of your favorites.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what was going on. And also, the VMAs was happening. Yeah, Kim Kardashian. I just feel like she... Listen,
amazing.
I'm about to say something.
You're never going to forget it, though. As art,
it kind of looks terrifying.
An intense reaction to it, and I think that is what art is about, whether you like it or don't. So, no.
You're right. It was
give me
very
my art TED talk.
You're right. Welcome to my TED talk. No, it does elicit a strong feeling of disgust. So there you have it.
There you have it.